No, we didn't. And again, we just sort of went out there. We hung out in church choir rehearsals and hung out outside of singing studios and stuff like that, because we really wanted to capture the world of singers. And there's just this big world of singers out there, and they aren't all in DMA programs and on the stage of the Met. And what I know from my clinical work is that the world of singers includes people with pathology that they don't even know about. And so we didn't ask. We just said, here's the voice sample, rate it. And we don't care if it's healthy or anything. Tell us how much of this quality is in that voice. So, no, we didn't ask about that. And that's more of
And I think we do need to shore up this problem about asthenia. I think that is, in my mind, an important quality, just like strain. I hear strain really easily, but maybe I'm wrong. And so that's another problem. But the asthenia... the live person really is there because it's amplitude involved and all that. But we should get a handle on that. And so somebody do that.
Yeah, okay. And you know, another thing that I... One of the problems with rating asthenia in my lab is that over the years, I have not felt confident in my lab that there has been this constant mouth-to-mic distance,
yeah.
That the microphones have always been exactly the right, that the battery-operated microphone wasn't losing its battery 6 months on down the line, that the graduate student had left the battery on all night and it was draining. You know, so it, and that's one of the reasons that I have not felt that I could be robust enough about rating. It's the same reason I don't rate shimmer, because I don't feel like in my lab intensity ratings are robust enough.
Well,
please, somebody do that.
Some
of you have better.
Asthenia is maybe a combination of these others anyway, in many ways.
Right.
It might be a... So, but there's something special about it, and that should be looked at.